The historic New Horizons space probe made its appointment with Pluto today, way out on the edge of the solar system. Its signals coming back to Earth will take some time to get here. In the meantime, what might New Horizons be thinking about? Maybe it's singing to itself and thinking about what's happening back home. Drifting 9 1/2 years, I got a job to do out here. Lord, I'm 3 billion miles away from home. I miss the earth where I come from. I couldn't be any farther gone. Lord, I'm 3 billion miles away from home. Lord, I'm 1. Lord, I'm 2. Lord, I'm 3. Lord, I'm 3. Lord, I'm 3 billion miles away from home. If New Horizon does have a song to sing today, MIT planetary science professor Richard Binzel will hear it at the Johns Hopkins Science Operations Center in Maryland. Binzel is a science team co-investigator for the New Horizons mission, who outranks New Horizon, in fact. Pluto has been Binzel's mission for 35 years.
It is impossibly far away, or it was impossibly far away until now. This is like climbing Mount Everest. It's a grand achievement to get a working spacecraft 3 billion miles away from Earth.
I'm amazed at the clarity of the pictures. I mean, what are we seeing when we're looking at the surface of the planet and of its moon, Charon?
We're seeing a world unlike any other that we've ever explored before, and that's why we go. We want to know, how does nature work at the far reaches of our solar system, where the temperatures are below 100 Kelvin, and it's just so incredibly cold that even things that we take for granted, like the nitrogen in the air in our room, is even frozen.
Now, does the surface suggest there's something dynamic going on? It seems to me in these kinds of temperatures, everything would be inert.
That's what's one of the amazing things about Pluto. It seems to have seasons, and that seems crazy for a small world so far from the sun. I want to see, where are the polar caps? What ices are located where? What does that tell us about? We have ideas and models for how the sun rises and sets and what the length of seasons are, 100-year-long winters on some regions of the planet. Some regions are made of methane ice. Some regions are made of nitrogen ice. We just have to sort that out. Those are some of the key things we think that are there on Pluto, and exactly which parts are which and how they're sorted out and how they got that way. Those are all the pieces, and it's certainly going to take time to arrange those pieces and make the puzzle clear as to how this all works.
Is this a solid world in the way we understand solid worlds here on Earth, in that it's made of metal, rock, minerals, that sort of thing? Or is it a solid ball of gases that would boil away if we ever came close to it with our room temperature devices?
Well, Pluto is a ball of ice, and maybe in the center it's rock, but it's definitely a solid object out at 3 billion miles from the sun. And to be sure, if we took Pluto from where it is, brought it into the Earth, where the Earth is, a lot of those ices would, in fact, melt, evaporate. But it's very comfortable and very normal for this icy world out where it is.
Is there a suggestion that worlds like this might be a source for interplanetary explorers to get a big chunk of oxygen to put on board?
We know that Pluto's moon Charon has a lot of water ice in it, and thirsty astronauts like water, and you can get oxygen out of water. That's one of the findings over the past decades or so, is how prevalent water is throughout the entire solar system, including at the far reaches of the solar system, where the water has been frozen for 4.5 billion years.
Now, even though it's traveled 3 billion miles, New Horizons, I don't believe, is made to go much beyond Pluto. Can it explore beyond the solar system?
So thanks to Newton's laws of motion, the New Horizons spacecraft will continue on into space. It will leave the solar system. And we have found that there are other objects that it might be able to encounter. Pluto is part of this broad region of the solar system we call the Kuiper Belt, which contains millions and millions of smaller bodies. And there are two or three that we think we have enough onboard fuel to navigate to. But right now, we're focused on the mission at Pluto. After Pluto, we'll finalize plans for what we might do. And ultimately, it will require NASA's approval that we continue.
How remarkable is this probe, and how confident are the researchers and engineers that it's going to complete its mission?
This is the little spacecraft that could, and it's the little spacecraft that does. This is a fantastic team of scientists and engineers that has just worked together really like a family from day one. And we have incredible confidence that we have done everything humanly possible to deliver a healthy, robust, fully functional spacecraft to the most distant regions of the solar system. So we're going in with great confidence, great joy, with that little bit of remembrance that spaceflight is very hard, and we never forget that. But we think we've planned for just about everything, and it's those unknowns that still linger in the back of our mind. But we're exploring in the grandest way we know how.
This is a dwarf planet. It's been, you know, sort of demoted from full planetary status, yet Pluto is a member in good standing of the Roman gods, so it certainly has the profile that it always had. How do you feel as an explorer being a part of this mission, observing closer than ever before something you've been studying for 35 years?
In a historical context, this is absolutely amazing. The broad context is that over the last 50 years, from the first Mariner spacecraft, now to New Horizons, we have at least had the first reconnaissance of all the major worlds in our solar system. And in one way, this is the end of an era. It's the end of the first exploration of our solar system. But that means it's a beginning of the next era. And it's just amazing to be a part of that. It's amazing to think that we are the generation that accomplished this first exploration, this first series of explorations in our solar system. And that just feels absolutely amazing.
Well, you're certainly in the 3 billion mile club, Professor, that's for sure.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic way to put it.
Richard Binzel is MIT Planetary Science Professor and a science team co-investigator for the New Horizons mission, taking a look at Pluto. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.